Hello, and welcome to Radio LJR. We are going to have a look at the very famous artist Edward Hopper and his work of art, Summer Interior. Edward Hopper, a prominent American realist painter and printmaker from the 20th century, has a tendency of making his personal vision of modern American life reflect through both his urban and rural scenes. Such a vision can be seen in his painting Summer Interior from 1909. Torrents of words and phrases fall upon Edward Hopper's paintings, such as deadly silence, erotic despair, haunting ambiguity, irony, symbolic decoding, metaphysical and mysterious. The general critical observation is that Hopper's paintings depict loneliness, and that this loneliness was an integral part of the American character. Hopper himself didn't actually see it at first and once commented, "The loneliness thing is overdone." In this piece of art, the artist introduces the way in which he illustrates his repressed anxieties about independent women and their place in this world. His female nudes depict his fantasy in which the vulnerable female is confined with her domestic interior. We see a young woman, head down, face obscured, sitting on the floor slumped against her bed. She is only wearing a white sleeveless shirt, leaving her genital area exposed. Her left arm stretches down between her legs, making the viewer's eye notice her exposed pubic area. Her right arm is bent at the elbow and rests on top of the bed against which she leans. Other than the bed, the figure's room is barely furnished. At first, when you lay eyes on this painting, you immediately feel like you are intruding on the woman's personal moment that seems to be a very private one. First off, because she is barely clothed, and second, because of the atmosphere. A unavoidable, depressing atmosphere seems to be present in the air. The way her gaze wanders makes us focus more on the lower part of the painting before looking back up at the upper part of it. Her pubic area being exposed reveals a certain fragility, and it intensifies the privacy of the moment. As the viewer, you feel a slight invisibility, as if you were attending this scene in such a way that nobody would suspect your presence. Also, you may feel as if you were a peeping Tom. You somehow feel like that looking at this scene isn't what you should be doing because it is intruding on someone's privacy. So, represented from a point of view that doesn't hide anything and lets us see everything, the interpretation and feeling towards this painting can be diversified. When I see this scene, very personally I feel sadness and a deep, heavy feeling that leads to the questioning as to what the reasons are of this sad person's state of mind. However, regardless of any interpretation made, the fact that the woman is hurting remains. Many interpretations are to be made out of this representation, and it's hard to focus on one. My personal opinion, again, swings between a miscarriage, a fight with someone important, or a loss of either a job or a loved one. Even though the way her face is facing down onto the floor makes me think as well that she may be thinking about what is bothering her and contemplating on how to fix it. Therefore, we have a rather despairing tone that consumes this painting that indeed is made in such a way that evokes compassion in the viewer just as well as it invites empathy.